Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I'm glad to have you with me. Here are the rules of engagement. You ought to, you know what you ought to do is you ought to subscribe to the podcast. You, on your podcast app, whatever you use, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. And that will automatically download the weekday program and the weekend program, so you get all of me. If you're looking for an affiliate, anywhere around the country, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, pull down the How to Listen tab. You'll find a list of all the affiliates, when they air the program, when they re-air the program, everything. And then you know what? If you like what I do on the weekends, I think you'll like what I do on the weekdays. So listen weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, again, on your iHeart app or on your computer, however you listen, and search for 630 KHOW in Denver, and listen on weekdays on that station. So you can get all of the Michael Brown you want, and maybe a little more, too. Maybe more than you want. Who knows? So it's good to be an illegal alien in New York City. Yeah. Happy birthday, America. Here we go. We're passing out birthday gifts. New York City is going to expand their debit cards that are preloaded with cash for illegal alien families staying in hotels that are being funded by taxpayer money. So think about that. Many of you may have been traveling over the weekend, or maybe you still are traveling. And you stayed at a hotel. Well, I don't know. Did you stay at the Motel 6? Did you stay at the Four Seasons? Whichever one you stayed at, you paid for it. Well, while you were paying for your motel, Motel 6, or the Four Seasons, or the Ritz-Carlton, your tax dollars were also paying for these illegal alien families to stay in hotels, not just in New York City. I'm just picking on New York City right now because they're doing something with debit cards. But in Los Angeles, in Chicago, in Dallas, in Detroit, in Denver, everywhere, all across the fruited plain, they're paying for the hotels. They're free. There's nothing free. You're paying for it. And we don't have the money for it, so we're borrowing it. They're going to, Mayor Eric Adams, they plan to give out these debit cards to more than 7,300 illegal aliens over the coming 6 months at an estimated cost of $2.6 million. Now, that is a significant expansion of a pilot program that initially provided cards to about 3,000 illegal aliens. Here's the lesson I want you to learn. I often talk about that government programs are like a metastatic cancer. You know, you get diagnosed with a cancer, and the doctor says, you know what, I think if we do surgery now, we do chemo, we can stop it. It hasn't spread. Or the doctor gives you the worst diagnosis, and that is, hey, you got the cancer, but I'm sorry to tell you, it's metastasized. It's already spread to your lungs. It's spread to your lymph nodes. It's spread to your bladder. It's spread to your brain. And we can't really do anything about it. Well, that's what a government program is. So anytime. The lesson to learn here is that any time you hear that they're going to do a pilot program, and I put the word pilot in air quotes, that means, well, they're just starting out slowly because they don't want you to get upset about it. So they originally, in New York City, passed out these debit cards to 3,000 people. And now that's been increased to 7,300 people at a cost of an additional $2.6 million. Now, here's the other thing, Jeff. Well, it is laughable, but it's not. It's not. Mayor Adams defends this initiative, as most mayors would, or governors. He calls it a cost-saving measure. Now, before I explain to you why, I want you to think about that for a moment. If I implement a cost-saving measure in my household or in one of my businesses, well, that means I usually try to figure out a way to either increase the price that I charge for the goods or services that I sell, so I've got more money coming in to cover increased expenses, or I try to lower my overhead by, cutting back on what's the biggest expense in most businesses? Yeah, labor, personnel. So, you know, well, sorry, but, you know, sorry, Joe, but we're going to have to lay you off because I need to implement some cost-saving measures. You think that's what they're doing? Do you think that expanding a program from 3,000 people to 7,300 people is a cost-saving measure? Well, Mayor Adams does, because he says it temporarily replaces the existing system of providing non-perishable food boxes to illegal alien families. And the program is a collaboration between the Adams administration and something called Mobility Capital Finance. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but that's what he says. Now, according to reports, a family of four with children under five can get up to $350 per week, or about $18,200 annually. Huh? That's cost saving? Think about families in New York City, living in the Bronx or the Queens or in Harlem. Or for that matter, anywhere new. I don't care. Pick a borough. Or anywhere. And that family, let's be reasonable. You know, which is unusual for me, but let's try to be reasonable. Family of four. A working dad. You have a working mom. Maybe she's working part-time, only when the kids are in school. And then you got two rugrats. And let's just say the rugrats are, you know, six. No, that's too old. That's too old. Four and ten. That's a six-year difference. But whatever. Four and ten. So one of them is in school for 6, 7, 8 hours a day. The other one, since she's 4 years old, probably needs some daycare. So you got daycare. So mom's working part-time. I don't know whether it's justified, depending on the cost of daycare. Dad's working overtime, trying to get as many hours in as possible, trying to pay, you know, they're trying to pay a car payment. They got an old, you know, 10-year-old car they're trying to pay for. They've got rent due. Maybe they got a small mortgage, I don't know, but probably rent. They gotta feed the kids. Kids just eat like pigs. And the parents are trying to, you know, keep the lights off. They don't have any streaming services. They just have the over-the-air broadcast antenna to watch whatever they can get over the air. So they don't have HBO. They don't have any of that. They don't really go out to eat much. If they do, they might get the $5 special at McDonald's. My point being this. American families are struggling and working hard trying to get by. And while they're doing that and they're paying taxes on their labor, those taxes are going to pay $18,200 a year to a family of four with kids under the age of five. Why are we doing this? Why? In all seriousness, why are we doing it? Now, people will label me and say, oh, Michael, you must be anti-immigration. I'm not anti-immigration at all. Not at all. I think this country is built on immigrants. And this country is better because we have a diverse society. But, what's my rule about but? Always pay attention to the words after the but. I want people who come to this country that want to work, they want to do things the right way. They don't break the law. They don't come in here and live off the hardworking Americans that are barely getting by because the Democrat policies that have caused inflation to skyrocket have caused, you know, everybody keeps talking about how inflation's coming down. Yeah, the rate of inflation has dropped. But remember, inflation is cumulatively, it accumulates. So when it starts at 20% and then it drops down to 18 or 15%, that doesn't mean that it's dropped. It means that the rate of inflation, the rate of increase, has only slowed down. So families are finding it difficult to get by. And here's New York City passing out $18,200 in tax dollars. And you may think, for a moment, you may think briefly, I'm going to dispel you of this idea, that you're not paying for it because this is in New York and I live in San Diego. I'm on the opposite sides of the continent. Well, let me tell you why you actually pay for it. Text the word MicroMichael, use this number, 33103. You're paying for this.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Reading since 1969. Reading is a small town. You don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
With Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. You know, the other thing, Damien and I were talking off air. If ever sometimes you wonder, like, why does Brown talk about particular things? Or why does he say things? Or what gives him either the authority, the background, the experience, or whatever to talk about the things that he talks about? Here's what I want you to do. Go to that website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. And when you hit that landing page, there's a stupid mugshot of me, and next to it is a short bio. But if you click on read more, then you can read my entire bio. And that'll give you my experience. So that when I talk about these things, it comes from a point of view of actual experience in the White House, actual experience in Congress, actual experience in the bureaucracy, actual experience in D.C., actual experience at the federal, state, and local level. It's all there. And so I feel like these topics that I do, and I hope the perspective that, whether you agree with me or not, makes you at least think about things, comes from a world of experience in politics. And that's why when I do stories like this with immigration, I want to relate it to the everyman. Because I know, I have friends, you have friends, who are struggling. They're actually having a difficult time. You know, the cost of groceries, the cost of gas, mortgage rates. Now, I know mortgage rates seem high to young people. To me, through the Carter years, I experienced 21% mortgage rates and thought that was lucky to have. But it really, really bugs me that we allow hardworking Americans to struggle every single day. They pay their taxes because they have no choice because of withholding. So they get dinged in their paycheck and they take that take-home pay home and try to pay the bills, never really correlating that, oh, some of that money is going to pay for families that came here illegally, that are not working, that are living rent-free in a luxury hotel somewhere in New York City or Denver or Los Angeles, and now we're giving them $18,200 a year to help feed them and their families? That's just wrong. And on this birthday of this country, we can be pro-immigration, but it's pro-legal immigration. People who, I hear stories all the time. I'll meet listeners different places, and they'll talk to me about immigration, and they'll tell me a story about their parents coming from, they came from Jamaica, or they came from Germany, or they came from Ireland, or they came from South America, and they came here with no money in their pockets, and they worked hard. They started washing dishes, and they worked their way up, and then they bought the restaurant out, or whatever it might be. Those are the kinds of people that I want. And I just think it's unfair to natural-born citizens who are footing the bill, paying the bill for all of this stuff, to not realize that this is what's going on over here on the other side of the world. Now, critics of this program in New York City, including a council member by the name of Joseph Borelli, they argue that this debit card program is fundamentally unfair to New York's working poor because they don't get similar benefits. So Borelli and some other Republicans warn that the city's right to shelter law and its sanctuary policies, that's what's attracting a record number of illegal aliens to New York. Well, of course it is. It is human nature. Human nature to want free stuff. Oh, you mean these hors d'oeuvres are free? Yeah, well, here, I'll have a couple of them. Oh, it's not a cash bar? It's an open bar? Well, I think I'll have two drinks tonight. It's human nature to do that. But the conservative lawmakers in New York also complain that the $350 provided to these illegal aliens surpasses the average monthly of $291 given to low-income, elderly, and disabled U.S. citizens through the SNAP program in New York. Americans have a sense of fundamental fairness. It's built into our DNA. Yes, we're willing to help those who are less fortunate than ourselves. But again, we've allowed that social welfare system to metastasize into basically a system of we'll just take care of you cradle to grave. Over the past year, more than 183,000 of these people have arrived in New York City. All why? Well, because of Joe Biden's policies. That is a fundamental truth. The Big Apple, New York, is now set to break $10 billion in spending on illegal aliens. Isn't that amazing? They spent vast sums on food for illegal aliens every single month, but thousands end up thrown away. Food gets thrown away, never used. Dollars completely wasted. I had some friends in from New York. No, I guess it was just last Friday. And I was asking how bad is it really in New York? Because I haven't been to New York in a few years. And they said it's bad. You get around these hotels where they house all the illegal aliens, and it's dangerous, and you need to be careful. But, most of 5th Avenue and most of 7th Avenue or 6th Avenue are still pretty good. But you can tell there's just a different feel. That it's almost like going back to the 70s, when Times Square was really just a pit, until Giuliani and others came in and started cleaning it up. I think that is a metaphor for the entire country. The entire country has turned left, and we allow it to happen. And at some point, we have to say enough's enough. And maybe on this 248th birthday of this country, we do say enough is enough. Hang tight. The Weekend with Michael Brown. Send me a text message. The number's 33103. Just start with the word Mike or Michael.
Now, The Weekend with Michael Brown continues.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite. It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dinovite.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4357. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Reading's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Happy birthday, America. Happy birthday to the United States of America. I know it's a couple of days late, but you know, everybody sends belated birthday wishes. Besides, I wasn't on air July 4th, so I get to do it now. Let's talk about this country for a moment. This country is the greatest country on earth, full stop. Think about the American dream, that all men are created equal. Think about the American promise, that a free market provides for the uninhibited pursuit of happiness. And think about the American ideal, that life and liberty are our birthrights, that they're the worthiest aspirations. We hold these truths to be self-evident. The Declaration of Independence, July 4, 1776. That all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is our heritage. And that document defines the American spirit, and I think that document is like if we took the blood of Americans, of whatever race, creed, religion, whatever, and we sent it to 23andMe, that would be our DNA. That document defines us. The Declaration of Independence was the spark of American patriotism, not just the spark of the American Revolution, but the spark of American patriotism. A king did not conscript American colonials and order us into battle. We took our freedom. Have you ever thought about that? We took our freedom. The colonists organized as a militia, and they took our freedom away from King George. Hard men, enduring pain, suffering on levels that I don't think modern Americans could ever even fathom. They left their homes. They left their businesses. You know, I think James Monroe, I think he was 18 years old. The others, you know, George Washington was maybe in his 30s or 40s. But these were young men. And I know in 1776, 40 was getting up there. But they were hard men, and they endured pain. They endured suffering on levels that I think modern Americans just don't get. And even if we study history, we sometimes just don't really understand. You know, there's all this, the news coverage, 200 million Americans are suffering under a heat wave right now. Well, you know why we're suffering under a heat wave? Because, well, it's hot outside, which is nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. It's been hot outside before. It's July, for Pete's sake. So whether you're on the eastern plains of Colorado, you're in the Great Plains, Middle America, or you're on the coast, or you're in L.A., wherever you are, you're in Death Valley, wherever you might be, it's hot, as it tends to be in July. The invention of air conditioning has made us a bunch of softies. Well, imagine living then, when they still had heat waves just like we do today, and trying to endure and fight in a battle like that. And then you had all the strong, determined women that ran the households and the businesses, never knowing if those husbands would ever return, or what their children's future might be like, or even if the rebellion. What if the rebellion was unsuccessful? What would have happened? These men and those women set the standard for, I believe, of the cultural norms of freedom, independence, and entrepreneurship that define this country. Our prosperity today is built upon their sacrifice. So now, centuries removed from those sacrifices, just like that last story, honor and appreciation in some cases have devolved into nothing but entitlement and apathy. There are some who actually look back at the Founding Fathers as racists, murderers, criminals. Strong men and women created easy times. And now, 248 years later, we're actually forced to endure anti-American sentiment from generations of weak men and weak women, and that's a product of the easy times that we live in. We have a panic attack if oh, there's no Wi-Fi here. People get offended by words. We can't live without air conditioning. We have the gall to complain about living in the freest, more inclusive than ever, most prosperous nation the world has ever known. The self-righteous weakness it takes not to respect this country is astounding to me. You know that sentiment? The Wall Street Journal had an article. America pulls back from values that once defined it. Patriotism, religion, and hard work hold less importance. In that study in the Wall Street Journal, you can find it yourself. Respondents saying patriotism was very important went from 70% in 1998 to only 38% last year. That drop in patriotism is kind of, like my guess, a derivative of the drop in core values that this nation used to have. Religion, raising children, community involvement. What we have used to replace the moral values that have guided flourishing human societies for millennia, including our own over the last 248 years? Money, consumerism, secularism, narcissism, those all reign supreme. You're not getting yours. Must be somebody else. I'm not getting my fair share. Everybody needs to pay their fair share. Do you know what would make you feel better? Do you? Is it to buy more stuff? Oh, you don't have the money? And somehow that's somebody else's fault? Well, let's give you some money so you can go buy some more stuff. Instead of trying to understand each other, we hate each other. Instead of compromising, we blame. Instead of listening, we shout down each other, keep shouting louder and louder, until nobody has really any clue how anything started. You know the old axiom that you don't discuss religion and politics over the dinner table? Oh, when Thanksgiving comes, Christmas dinner comes, oh, don't talk about politics and don't talk about religion. Why not? Now, I think we've lost the way to do that, and we need to get back and start learning how to do that. We need to learn how to discuss religion and politics at the dinner table, and to do it in a civil way. Remember, this country was established in order to form a more perfect union. We're not perfect. So sure, we can all point to all of the pimples on our butt. Oh, this is wrong about the country, and that's wrong, and that's wrong, and that's wrong. But let's step back for a moment. Why don't we try to focus on, if something's wrong, how do we go about fixing it? If something is wrong, am I a part of what's wrong, or am I part of what's right? Am I trying to make it better, or am I actually making it worse? You see, instead of trying to understand, we actually hate. Instead of compromising, we blame. Instead of listening, as I said, we just shout down each other. Anxiety. Oh, my gosh. Kids in grade school. I told you about my wife. She got a kid in grade school, has climate anxiety. Where the hell did that come from? Well, public education. Why did we curse this country? We denigrate the flag that represents the value and its values and honors the heroes of this country? You see, I think we forget sometimes those who have never, you know, most people in this country, maybe I hope it's not you. Most people in this country never get really to travel much further than their hometown. Maybe their home state. They never get to see the crap hole countries that I've seen. Maybe you don't even get to see some of the crap hole cities that exist in this country. We just forget. And sometimes I have to say, I just think we don't know. We don't realize that this country really is the greatest country on earth. Ever. Ever in the history of mankind, in my opinion. You know, I think I've said three or four times now, in order to form a more perfect union. Well, the Constitution, 1787. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution. We, the people. You know why that's brilliant? Never been done before. And to form a more perfect union, it doesn't mean it's perfect. To form a more perfect union, we're far from perfect. But then perfection is not the goal. Striving for perfection is the goal. You see, I think the brilliance of the Founding Fathers was the understanding that this country, or that country at the time, that tiny little country, is actually a set of aspirational ideals that will and would take centuries or longer of work to achieve. But that Constitution provides the mechanism, it provides the highway by which to work to achieve those goals. Have you ever thought about what the ideals of this country are? Have you ever really sat down and just thought, what are the ideals of this country? Before we break, let me just quickly list them. I wrote down these: individualism, freedom, equality, democracy, capitalism, patriotism, rule of law, respect for diversity, self-reliance, and philanthropy. Because America is highly imperfect, we have to strive for those things. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word MICROMICHAEL to 33103. Follow me on social media. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everything you need to know is at the website michaelsaysgohere.com. America's not perfect either. Let me explain why.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now. Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Aged Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play.
have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Birthday, America. I know I'm a couple days late. The card was in the mail. Happy birthday, anyway. Happy 248th birthday. Now, as I said earlier, you know, I've used the phrase to form a more perfect union because we're not perfect. America was actually highly imperfect. Slavery, horrific. Racism, let's erase the word racism. Bigotry still exists. It's not just racism. It's bigotry of all kinds still exists. That's just the nature of humanity, I think. Elitism, class warfare have become predominant. Corruption, I'm afraid to say, and I've seen it, corruption is widespread. And violence seems to be increasingly unchecked. Yet, we're actually willing to fight for some of these things. I think that many people are willing to fight to cure injustices. Now, I know the world's full of small-minded feces people that believe that your heritage, your economic status, your skin color somehow defines your value, but it does not. Your humanity defines your value. There are crappy, narcissistic, selfish, insecure, small-minded people who cannot get ahead without pushing others down. But you can change that, because that's not the ideal that we believe in. And therefore, it falls to us. It falls to you. It falls to me. It falls to Damien. It falls to everybody that we know to fight back. Not with violence, not with harsh language, but to fight back with actions. You work hard. You love. You try to be compassionate and understanding. You know, go back. I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but it just dawned on me because I have a list here. Let me tell you the list. Work hard, love, be compassionate and understanding, listen, learn to listen, give with the expectation of reciprocation, be present, get involved in your community, whatever that community might be. Those things. When you work hard and you learn, you know, if you understand capitalism, capitalism is based on morality. That you do right by your employees, you do right by your customers, you do right by your vendors, you do right. And when you conduct your business that way, when you conduct your life that way, all of those traits that I just described, working hard, loving, being compassionate, understanding, living in earnest, give without the expectation of reciprocation. Be present. You ever thought of just being present? You know, I think that one of the things that, you know, listening in earnest and being present, we're so inundated with so much noise that we sometimes don't just listen or getting involved. You know, this country is an advanced civilization. None of this was supposed to be easy, but we've made a lot of things easy. You know, think about what I'm doing right now. I'm broadcasting to 300-plus affiliates all over the country. People are listening in cars, at home, at work. They're listening with earbuds. They're listening on a computer, they're listening on a phone, they're listening. Technology has enabled me to be in the middle of nowhere in New Mexico and do that because I wanted to take the weekend off. But I wanted to talk to you guys too. You know why? Because I like to work hard. I like to work hard. And I love what I do. This is an advanced civilization. And it wasn't supposed to be easy, but we have made a lot of things very easy. And so the responsibility to perpetuate our greatest accomplishments, our greatest abilities, is not really on the shoulders of politicians. Quit looking to politicians. Quit looking to CEOs. Quit looking to community leaders. Instead, look to everyday citizens. Look to the people, look to your coworkers. Look to the people you go to school with, that you go to church with, that you go to synagogue with, wherever you go. Because the alternative is to do nothing. And the country won't survive. We might last another, 10, 15, 20 years, who knows? Or we may last another 100 years, I don't know. But what I do know is, if we want to continue to form a more perfect union, then we need to step up to the plate. Because the founding fathers who sacrificed their lives, their livelihoods, at great risk, took on the greatest army at that time in the history of mankind, and a bunch of ragtag revolutionaries who, by the way, used guns and fought a revolution and created this. Don't we owe them something? We always point to the greatest generation. We point to the Vietnam vets. We point to the Afghan and Iraq vets. We point to all of our vets. But for some reason, we never go back quite far enough. We never quite go back to July 4, 1776. Here would be my suggestion. Take one action every single day. Just one thing that embodies the dream, the promise, and the ideals of this country. Do it for your kids or your future kids. Do it to honor your parents. Do it to improve our country. Do this, things will get better. I promise you that. Thanks for tuning in. I love you guys tuning in. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thank you for tuning in.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Served Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.